Shelved and Stoppered, written by Pazina and narrated by Dracunda Sykes. Pairing, Severus and Harry. Rating, teen. Harry ran a fingertip along a shelf's edge and found not one mote of dust coating gnarled wood. Every bottle in the potions master's office was arranged neatly, stopper well placed, label straight and composed in Snape's spiky hand. This cramped nook may have been designed to intimidate, but its order exposed the private care afforded to the menial or macabre. Like Snape himself, in a way. On Harry's first visit, Snape had barely glanced at him. His first attention task concerned the upkeep of the wet specimens, replacing clouded water in some jars, topping up others, ensuring nothing was missing, not one coiled grapform thumb or shrivelling lobberlug sack unaccounted for. After that, Harry's office visits became irregular in that he requested them. It was no punishment to stand within these four walls, as others claimed. The sinister had become, to Harry, the fascinating. Because what telling elixir might be forgotten at the back of a shelf? What knowledge might be gleaned about the man who kept this place? Would Snape ever let his guard down? Being here alone felt intimate. The lock's enchantment allowed only Harry to turn its key. Trusted now he had proven himself so. Still, he did not visit without invitation. In this office, observed by grim ingredients that would one day combine, Harry had carved himself a space between the walls Snape had built high about himself. The door creaked open. That sharp, dissecting gaze softened when it fell upon Harry. Snape's lips twitched into a smile. They'd discovered something else here. Something special and uniquely theirs, in the cold, candlelit dark. Some place no one wanted to be but them. It was their secret, shelved and stoppered and unleashed only here, and Snape took as much care with it as he did anything else. The End. This story was written and recorded for Voice Team Mystery Box in 2022, and I hope you enjoyed listening.